Hello, this is Michael from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet that includes print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and just a quick question here. And, of course, here, are you 18 years and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50? Or will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. Now, what is your age?
Do you really need that?
It's up to you. That is up to you.
Okay. Just tell them I'm old.
Okay. Okay, I'm right behind you, okay?
Uh-huh.
Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Okay, and thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
With the condition of the country?
The direction what the country is headed in. In the direction that it's headed in, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have not heard of a person or organization, please say so. Woke culture or wokeism? Do you, from 0 to 100, how do you rate that? Remember, 100 means that you feel very warm and unfavorable. 0 means that you feel very cold. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. A woke culture and wokeism, how do you feel from 0 to 100?
So you're saying that the 100 is...
favorable, very warm. No, it's you're favorable.
No, just the opposite then. Just
okay.
Zero.
Okay, let me see here. Now, what about charter schools from 0 to 100?
What is it, Charlotte School?
Charter schools. Charter schools. Yes, C H A R T E R. Charter schools. From
charter
0 to
schools.
1.
Oh.
Yes.
I'd say most of them are like 90.
Okay, okay. Now, public schools from 0 to 100.
I would say probably 40.
Okay. What about the National Education Association or the NEA from 0 to 100?
That I don't know.
Okay. A second here. Now, Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Okay. What about public school teachers from 0 to 100?
75.
Okay. What about Moms for Liberty from 0 to 100?
Moms for Liberty. I don't know what that is.
Okay, and let me second. What about the U.S. Department of Education?
The use of what?
The U.S. Department of Education.
U.S. Department of Education. I don't know what that is either.
The Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Education that it runs all the schools. How do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
All the schools that are out there?
Yeah, correct. They're the ones that run the schools. They're in Washington D.C. that run the schools. But again, if you never heard of them, that's fine. You just say so.
Yeah, I haven't heard of them.
Okay, give me a second here. Okay, what about Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
I would say 75.
Okay, give me a second here. Okay, now. Going next year, and I generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Now, next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Public schools do much better. Public schools somewhat better. charter schools somewhat better or charter schools much better?
Charter schools much better.
Okay. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic.
What kind of topic?
Yes. Just real quick here. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Now, please rate each of the following topics on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. I'm going to ask you the first one. Embrace American values and be a proud American citizen. If from 0 to 10, how is that? Is that important? Is that important to you from 0 to 10? Can you pick one?
10.
10, okay. Very important.
10 is the most important.
Oh, yes. Very important, Kurt. 10 is the most important. Now, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. From 0 to 10, how important is that to you?
In the job market, huh?
Yeah, to help Americans compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job markets. From 0 to 10, how important is that to you?
5.
Okay. Now, once our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. From 0 to 10, how important is that to you? From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Now, truthfully understanding all American history, the good and the bad. From 0 to 10, how important is that to you? From 0 to 10.
I would say like 8.
Okay. Now, become more organized and have structure. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that?
8.
Okay. And provide basic life skills for handling finances and budgeting. From 0 to 10, how important that is to you?
I would say 7.
Okay, 7. Okay. Now, moving forward, we're almost done here. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education? Not enough, too much, or about right?
About right.
Okay. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. Now, how much have you heard or seen or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing.
Okay. Now we're almost done here. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT as it's called, which is not actually taught in kindergarten to 12th grade public school. It is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Strongly disagree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree? What do you think about that? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello, hello? Hello, hello? Hello? Hello, hello? Hello, hello? Okay. How do you call her back? Try to call back? Okay, let's see here. Hold on. Where to? Where?
Well, man.
So I hang it up and put on pause?
Don't.
Man.
Yo. Well, man, fuck.
Hey, Tom, how did I call back, fool? I think, yeah, because she was going and she was in on it. Let me try to get it back. How do you know? Yeah.
Is this for the car
already? No, I ain't this for nothing.
So here's the call back.
Okay.
Now?